Politics, we the people are trained to believe, is not about us growing up, our souls expanding beyond the condition of being managed by our so-called betters. An expansion to do which we need each other. We're going to be talking more about this as we, you know, I've been sort of trying to the degree possible consult the ancestors a bit on this question. And we're going to exploring it, the degree to which we need each other to develop our gifts. But instead, it's viewed, the politics is presented to us as an activity, like voter registration drives or protesting, something to do, like sports or going dancing. Challenging power's exclusive prerogative to rule over us no longer comes up. We are the governed. Never encouraged to think about what that word means, governed. But that doesn't end our longing for freedom. The problems that face us are big, and it's time we acknowledge that in the scope of our thinking politically. Instead of always being on the defensive, each issue jealously guarding its crumbs. Hierarchy serves none of us, we who are commoners. None of us like it. And power must pound us mightily to force us to accept it. But the questions never die. And not just or simply because the earth in us will ever rise. We've been arguing, citing Bentham, that power deputizes the parent, authorizes or rather compels the parent to subject his or her children to its totalitarian regime. But that parent also harbored questions, which means she or he harbored dreams, suppressed but still pressing as to why those dreams had to die. The falseness of a class system, the falseness all around us, is obvious. Power can't deny it, so it attempts to define it as a problem of personal integrity. And in the absence of a challenge from us, which it forestalls by controlling the media, too many of us tend to agree. To realize the truth of our inherent abundance, our certainty of which power steals from us, because power knows that for us to see our abundance dispels our fear in its multiple manifestations. So to see the truth of our inherent abundance requires a different form of organization from us, a self-organization entirely free of coercion. And in violently suppressing this alternative, power ensures that everything about our lives is dominated by lack of options. As children, we inherit our parents' fears, but we also inherit their longing to be free. It resides latently in us all by virtue of being alive, waiting to be revived.